Around here, you start looking like somebody's grandmother, you're out.
Come here.
What is all this for, anyway?
They get us to pay them to tell us how broken we are, and then we pay for the products to fix it.
Well, that's crazy.
You should try microneedling.
Juliana Margulies, Joy Nash, based on the critically acclaimed novel.
I got waxed, injected, and humiliated. Things have been awesome.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So there's a new dark comedy called Dietland, which airs Mondays at 8 Central on AMC. It stars Juliana Margulies and our guest tonight, Joy Nash. Joy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You know, I saw the first couple of episodes, wickedly funny, perfectly timed, and just reading the premise of the show made me laugh. And I believe those first two episodes really lives up to that dark layer of comedy 100%.
Oh, thank you so much.
And for folks who haven't really caught the show yet, tell us a little bit about the premise of the show and your character.
Marty's been calling it The Devil Wears Prada Meets Fight Club. So there's a little something for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I play Plum Kettle, who is a ghostwriter for a teen women's magazine. My answer letters to the editor. And I'm fast and... planning to have weight loss surgery because Plum thinks that life will start once she's thin.
You know, there's news reports about men accused of sexual abuse and assault who are disappearing and meeting untimely violent deaths. So every element of the story has some very dark turns to it. I just love this. You were on NBC's Mindy Project, Hulu's Casual, Twin Peaks. And I read this that you thought you were right for this role, but you didn't think you'd even get the call to audition.
Yeah. all of those parts, I'm, you know, proud of my work, but each of those is we call them a co-star, so it's a part that's got less than 5 lines. So I was relatively inexperienced in TV.
Yeah, and Juliana's great in this, too. I almost surprisingly, with the wig and everything that she wears for this thing, she doesn't do a lot of comedy, so to see that is even a lot of fun.
Yeah, isn't she amazing? You just love to hate her in this part.
yeah, you do. No, you do, and I think that what makes it fun. And I like that your character, you know, one of the things you do, you know, you bake these amazing desserts and then never eat them. It's like being frustrated and writing someone an email and never emailing it, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I haven't thought of it quite like that. But she's like putting on a show but not enjoying the life that she's even making, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And tell us about some of the other characters, like Julia and Verena. Tell us a little bit about their characters.
Julia works in the beauty closet, and I'm not sure how much I can say without spoiling things. She definitely has a secret.
Yeah.
And we figured out eventually. And Verena has kind of a collective for women where she's trying to help them kind of achieve their best lives. But she's got kind of unorthodox methods of getting us there, I think.
Yeah, right. And there's a group called Jennifer.
what to say about Jennifer? They're, it's kind of a vigilante justice group. Some may say a terrorist group. That is taking matters into their own hands. They're sick of women being abused and thrown away, and they're meting out justice in their point of view.
And I mean, obviously, very topical with what's going on with Me Too and everything right now. But there's just a different twist comedic term to all of this. And I think the biggest message is that, you know, the fashion industry, which focuses on skinny, and you're really not happy unless you're skinny. But there's something beyond that. It's really about a premise of acceptance and having the power to do something about it.
Yeah, totally. I think, there's a lot of talk now about, like, you know, body acceptance. And I think that's really important. It's important to love yourself and believe in yourself, but that doesn't address the fact that the world is really screwed up and we need to do something to change the structures that exist currently, or else everyone's going to stay unhappy.
Well, I mean, that's how young people, I mean, you know, I have a 12-year-old daughter, 13-year-old daughter, and all she sees is ads, you know, whether it's for a clothing store or it's anything lifestyle, you know, all the kids are skinny and, yeah. and beautiful, and it kind of sets a positive precedent for these kids, you know, growing up, that's what you have to be happy.
Yeah, totally. It's funny, too. I said before, it's kind of, they're sides of the same coin that we're like inundated with social media. We're constantly looking at things, but we can curate our feeds, you know, we can decide what we want to look at and turn away from the stuff that makes us feel bad.
Well, I was telling you before we got started, and I mean this, you know, I've watched a lot of the new shows or first episodes of stuff that's premiering this summer, and there's a lot of crap out there, and this Dietland, I mean, is really, really, really well written, and it's it's very unexpected. The laughs are very unexpected where they come from, and it's just a great show. It's dark, and you really got to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it's my favorite kind of humor, where you think you're going one way and then left turn. Like, I just love it.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Well, I think it's funny as hell, and this dark, brilliant, written and very funny show is Dietland. You can catch it every Monday at 8 Central on AMC. Joy, thanks, and congrats on the success of the new series.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for joining us. All right, we'll be right back at 720 WGN.